AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey you. So this is something that we've only done a couple of times. That's because when I find a voice and a content that I think can radically change your life, I can't be selfish and I must share it. The year was 2014 and I was yet discovering who I was as a speaker and a leader. I knew who I was behind the scenes, but I could not deny that my life was being called forward to the forefront. And at that time, God introduced me to a man. That man would eventually become my husband. But our connection was far beyond romance. It was definitely a divine plan. God would use Terrell Roberts to help me unearth, to help me clear my ear, and to understand more deeply and intently exactly what I was called to do. The mere fact that you even listen to this podcast is a result of the unlocking I experienced through his leadership. I have never been more proud to introduce you to the leading voice for the next generation of leaders, for this current generation of entrepreneurs and those who are called. In his new podcast, The Called, he's going to help you each week to do the very thing that he has helped me to do and continues to help me do. And that is to understand your unique call, to step into it with confidence, and to do so with effectiveness. I had to share the first episode with you, but to hear more, make sure you rate and subscribe to The Called Podcast. Now, let's get into it.
Hey, what's going on? This is Terrell Roberts, and welcome to The Called. I cannot tell you how excited I am to finally get this conversation off the ground. You know, I've been receiving so many requests. PT, when are you going to do a podcast? You're so versed in so many different areas: business, entrepreneurship, investing, leadership, ministry, nonprofits, family, balance. Like, you have got so much to offer and so much to share to so many people. When are you going to do it? And you know what? I finally listened and I said, you know what? You're right. To whom much is given, much is required. And so it is an honor to present to you this podcast. I'm so excited. First of all, I've got an incredible team behind the scenes that are committed to making this an excellent resource for you. It's going to be full of tools and tips and ideas and strategies. And you know, one of the things that I think you're really going to appreciate about this podcast, here at The Call, we get straight to the point. It's going to be easy to digest and immediately applicable, which means that transformation is going to happen to you in short order, in real time. It's going to be amazing. So why The Call? Out of all the things I could have named this podcast, I could have named it, I've got books about purpose, and I've got books about balance, and I've got books about wholeness, and I've got teachings about entrepreneurship and leadership and technology and so many things. Why The Call? And here's the answer. I believe that we all are called to something. I don't believe that we're random. I don't believe that we're just taking life as it is. I believe that there's a bigger purpose and a bigger calling for our lives. And I believe that we are the called. Every human being is called, I believe, to greatness and called to many things. And so I'm calling it The Called. And in order to fulfill your calling, in order to walk out your call, you've got to be equipped. There's some things that you've got to know. There's some things that you've got to learn. And as I look back over my life and I think about the idea and the concept of being called and to have a calling, I realized that even though I was called, I still needed to be trained. There were still things that I needed to learn and needed to understand, relationship skills, business skills, so many things, leadership skills, finance management. I mean, things that I didn't even know that my call would require. Because watch this, your call is always bigger than you think. And back to that, to whom much is given, much is required. In order to fulfill the calling that you've been given, there is a requirement that you learn, that you grow. And that's why we're here. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be exciting. Who is this for? This is for everybody. In my opinion, it's for everybody. It's for innovative people. It's for progressive people. It's for people who are looking for tools. It's for founders of companies, startups. It's for CEOs. It's for people trying to balance career and marriage. And it's for parents. It's for students. This thing, because everyone is called, is for everyone. And so I'm excited. And you know what? We got to get into this, because guess what? We're called. There's a sense of urgency. We've got to get going. So today, what I want to talk about in this very first episode of The Called is something that all of us need if we're going to move forward in life, if we're going to move ahead, if we're going to lay a hold of everything that our calling mandates, that our calling has in store for us. We need this one thing, and it's called motivation. Check out this conversation about motivation. The tools are on the way. I'll see you at the end. Today, I want to talk about something that everybody needs. People who are trying to be successful need this. Successful people need this. From the least to the great, if you don't have this, you ain't going nowhere. The this that I'm talking about is motivation. And I want to talk to you about motivation. And you might say, hey, you know what, PT, I'm motivated. I'm not struggling with motivation. Well, a couple things. One, you will one day. It happens to the best of us. It happens to the great. Sometimes even the great gets stuck. Writer's block, creative block, don't feel motivated to get up and do things. And the other thing is, you may be motivated, but not motivated with the level of intensity that you need for where you're going. This is for everyone. And so we're going to talk about motivation. Motivation is powerful. I like the idea that you can find the word motive in motivation. And you think about a locomotive or an automotive. It has to do with movement. And for where you are going this year, you're going to need to move, and you're going to need to move swiftly and accurately and with innovation and creativity. And I believe as we talk through these tips that will help you to be motivated or more motivated, I believe you're going to be like a locomotive. You're going to be like an automotive. You're going to be rocking. You're going to be rolling. You're going to be creating. You're going to be doing deals. Things are going to come to you. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Because you're motivated, you are going to be in the rhythm of success. Success has a rhythm. When you're motivated, it creates momentum. So let's jump right into it. Let's talk about how to get motivated. Maybe you're listening right now and you're not the one that feels like they're motivated already. In fact, you're like, man, you know what? God must have sent me this podcast because I've been struggling with being motivated. Well, I've got some tips. I've got some tools. Let's jump into them. In fact, just two things that I believe will help anyone who's struggling with being motivated or who is not motivated enough to get the job done. If you're not motivated, here's the first thing you need to do. And this is going to be a little counterintuitive. But if you're struggling with being motivated, if you feel stuck, I'm going to challenge you, watch this, to stop. The first thing you need to do is stop. And you're stopping because oftentimes in order to get the motivation that you need, you simply need a reset. Motivation oftentimes has to do with seeing clearly. Sometimes we forget who we are. We forget our whys sometimes. Sometimes you're flat out tired. Let me tell you something. 2020 was crazy. 2021 was crazier. And 2022 was pretty wild too. Although we saw things improve, we didn't deal with our cray cray. We tired. I'm tired. Can I be honest with you? Can I tell you a story? So listen, I've got a ton of things going on. I'm so blessed. You know, I own 6 companies and most of them are profitable. None are in the red and things are good. I've got opportunities on the horizon, more than I can count. It's an incredible time for me in my life. But I'll be honest with you, coming into 2023, I wasn't motivated. It wasn't because the opportunities were lacking. It wasn't because of anything other than I was tired. And I wondered, like, where is that motivated Toure at? That motivated Toure that wrote a best-selling book and traveled around the world talking about the book, doing podcasts of various things. Where is that Toure that closed, you know, a multi-million dollar real estate deal? Where is that Toure? I was trying to find him. That Toure was gone. The Toure that feels like he can beat on his chest and do anything and everything. It doesn't matter. I was looking for that dude. And I could not find him. I mean, he was gone. I looked all over for him. I was looking on the tables for him. I was looking in my backyard trying to find that guy. That guy was gone. And I was determined to get him back. And you know how I got him back? I got him back by stopping and moving into a time of resetting. I want to encourage you. I suspect that there might be somebody who's listening right now. And you haven't. Your motivation isn't gone, it's just misplaced. There's a certain alignment that you need to have, a certain place that you need to be in. You know, I wrote a book called Balance, shameless plug. It talked about soul awareness and ultimately figuring out what you need, finding the place of balance, not work-life balance, that's not what I'm talking about, but balance being that place where you find yourself, your highest self. And the first step to balance, which ultimately leads to motivation, is to stop. It's to take a minute to gather yourself, to remind yourself of who you are. When was the last time you got in your journal? I think journaling is so important, particularly when you are on the mountain. Let me tell you something, baby. That is the time to journal. I know everyone talks about journal your feelings when you're going through things, and that is all wonderful. I believe in all of that stuff. That's awesome. But don't forget to journal when you're on the mountaintop. Why? Because you are going to one day need to reverse engineer yourself and your process that led you to that motivated space so that when you lose your motivation, you can get back there. So when you stop to gather yourself, go back to your old journals. What were some of those teachings that you heard? What conference were you at? And you heard something that touched you. You're still there. The motivated version of you is still there. You just have to stop and go to what I like to call your water spots. Have you identified the places that inspire you? The places that you'll need to run to, that you'll need to go to rediscover yourself. There's a motivated version of you waiting for you to stop and to get into that place of reset. It's so very important for you to revisit those water spots, revisit those books, revisit, take time, shut everything down. Trust that finding yourself is the most important thing that you can ever do when you lose yourself. Let me say that again. Finding yourself is the most important thing that you could do when you're losing yourself. You're like, well, that's simple. No, it's not simple, because sometimes we'll keep going. We will lose ourselves, watch this, and we will be content to live in a lesser version of ourselves on the hamster wheel of life because we haven't given ourselves permission to stop. Telling you right now, to find the motivated version of you, the very first thing you need to do is stop and revisit the mountaintop moments and make certain that when you're on the mountaintop, you document what you were doing, how you got there, who was around you, what were you reading, what were your disciplines, are you tracking with me, so that you can find your motivated self, right? So stopping is the first thing. I'm talking about a reset. The second thing is extremely important, and it actually flows out of you stopping, and that is writing down a vision. We're talking about how to motivate yourself to write down a vision. You know, there's a ancient scripture in Habakkuk, who was a great prophet. And Habakkuk says, write the vision and make it plain so that he may run who reads it. Let me tell you something. Clarity is one of the number one things that creates motivation and consequently momentum. Clarity. Sometimes we're not motivated because we can't see clearly. Listen, let me tell you something. I am not motivated by this thing called nothing. Nothing does not motivate me. I need to see something. And so you might be saying, well, I don't know what I want to see. I don't know what I want to do. Here's the beautiful thing. It costs you nothing to have a dream. To dream literally costs nothing, but maybe perhaps a little bit of optimism, which you should have. If you've got breath in your body, you should be inspired. Breath is inspiration. Breath says to us that my life is not over. Breath says to us that my potential has not been met, has not been fully realized. Breath says to us that my best is still yet to come. And so you take the inspiration of breath, you pull back, and then you write a vision. What do you want 2023 to be like? Where do you want to go? Let me tell you something. I am not the type of person that sees the success and the accomplishments of other people and cower under that and shrink and pull back and say, oh, it happened for them. It will never happen for me. No, baby. When I see the success of somebody else, it motivates me and it enlarges my vision. I want you to write a massive vision down. I want it to be huge. And I need you to pay attention to what you see. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we are just, you know, we see things that are awesome and amazing, and some sort of way we disconnect ourselves from what we're seeing, not realizing that could it be that you're seeing that very thing that you're admiring because that very thing is in you somewhere? The same person or a different person can walk past the same scenario and completely miss it, but for some reason you were engaged by that greatness. No. I want you, after you stop and see yourself right and see yourself again, I want you to begin to write a vision and make it plain. There is greatness on the inside of you. And the first step to getting that greatness out of you is writing it down. It costs nothing to dream, but it can cost you everything to stay stagnant. Are you tracking with me? Now, when you write that grand vision down, this is so important. When you write it down, you need to put that vision in a place where you can see it and access it every single day. In other words, I don't want that vision to stay stuck in the notes on your phone. Isn't that what we do, family? I know I'm guilty of that. I got notes upon notes upon notes upon notes in my phone. Literally, I have about 15 years worth of powerful, profound notes, inspiring notes, ideas, and visions. And to be honest with you, I hardly ever see them. Why? Because they are trapped in my phone. This is just the first place you write it down. But as quickly as possible, you need to get it out of your phone and into your life in a place where you can see it. I've got a huge whiteboard right over here to my left right now. I've got a huge whiteboard with all of my companies on it and all of my endeavors and everything that I'm trying to do, right? And when I am inspired and when I get inspiration, I go and I add to that whiteboard. Why? Because I need to see it. It doesn't stay in my phone. It gets out of my phone and into my world. And the same thing needs to happen to you. Here's another reason why you need to get it out of your phone. Listen, the phone, as wonderful as a tool, this wonderful, beautiful, I love my phone, as wonderful as a tool as it is also the most distracting thing in my universe. Have you ever been going to write something down in your phone or going to access something or going to text somebody or send somebody an email and some other texts come through, you know, or you had a creative thought, an innovative thought that would take your business to a whole nother level, right? You ever had that? And then you go to your phone and somehow your thumb goes to social media. And then you become inundated with the thoughts and the ideas of other people and you lose the precious thought that God gave to you that will take you to a whole nother level, right? Because someone else's thought popped in. That's another reason why you have to get it out. You need to be able to access your vision without the interruption that oftentimes comes through this phone. Are you tracking with me today? So get it out of your phone and into your life. And here is the thing. When it goes to your whiteboard or when it goes to whatever medium you're using to get that thing in front of you. I like the sticky note. I also have, I have whiteboards, but also when I'm doing meetings and doing other things that I'm writing, I also have these big, large sticky pads as well. So you can continue to write and stick them up against the wall. You've seen these things, whatever medium you use to get it. Once you get it out of your phone and into your medium, it is the second step. It's the beginning. It's another dimension of the manifestation of that thing. It starts in you. And the moment that you write it and begin to move it out more into your world, the moment that you do that, you are moving closer and closer to manifestation, right? And then once you do that, be intentional about looking at it daily. Right. As you stare at that vision, as you gaze at that vision, not only is it going to motivate you, but creativity is going to come out. Now, you know, more detail is going to be added to that vision, which is going to motivate you all the more because you got it in your world and you're staring at it. Update it with new ideas and fresh strategy and those things come to you. Update it. Write it down. Keep it going. You know what's happening? You're moving from motivation to momentum, right? And momentum is everything because momentum is how you get to where you're going. There's certain things that you're coming into that require a cadence and a rhythm and a certain level of velocity. And as you look at it and you're updating it, you're motivated, you're getting momentum and that breakthrough towards manifestation is on its way. And then I like to take getting it out of my phone to a whole nother level with this thing called a vision board. And the only difference between your whiteboard and your vision board, and to be honest with you, I have some of my vision. I have my whiteboard here to my left. I wish you can see it. I'll show it to you one day. I'll give you a tour of my office here one day, maybe one day, if you're good. And if you subscribe and if you pass this along and share it and post it on social media, I might hook you up like that. But even on there, I've got some things that I'm believing for in real estate and otherwise on my board as well. What I'm getting at is I want you to have something when you create a vision. I want you to have some sort of visual that gives you a vision of the end of what you're moving toward. In other words, I want you to see completion, right? That's going to motivate you all the more. I want you to begin to live inside of what you're expecting. I want you to see yourself when that deal is done. I want you to see yourself when you finish school. I want you to see yourself when you land that job. What does that mean? What is it going to do for your life? Where would that allow you to live? Where will it allow you to go? What does happiness look like on you? Go take a picture of yourself, crazy happy with a big grin on your face, and put it on your vision board, the happy version of you. And live in that. That's what the vision board does. It allows you to live in the blessing and the joy and the goodness and the energy of the vision itself. And the beautiful thing about that is that when you are motivated like that, it rechannels your energy. See, when you're not motivated, you spend energy trying to figure out how to motivate yourself. Or you spend energy trying to figure out or trying to understand what you're losing because you're not motivated. But when you are motivated, you come alive, and now you've got energy to channel towards creativity and innovation. My friend, you are about to be motivated like you have never been motivated before. Oh, I'm so excited for you. Think about the end results. And I want you to attach something visual to that end result. And so, family, I think this is a good place to start. Isn't it interesting that a good place to start towards motivation is to stop? It's a time of resetting. And let me say one more thing while I'm thinking about it. Because some of you are saying, you know what, man, I hear what you're saying. You know, you're self-help. You know, you're all positive and all that kind of stuff. I hear what you're saying. I've heard that before. But man, come on, man, real life, I don't have that thing yet. You know, or, you know, I started that thing, but it's small. Let me tell you something. Here is something that you have to understand. Everything that is big and great once started small. I was reading an audiobook, and in the audiobook, Jeff Bezos was interviewed in this book. And for those of you who don't know, he's the founder of Amazon, right? Jeff Bezos. And Jeff Bezos was talking about how he was recounting of how he, in the early days, he was building on this idea about everything big starts small. And he took us back to the early days of Amazon, when he was the one actually packing the books and running the books down to the shipping center, shipping them out to his customers. And now, come on, trucks, buildings, and billions, I might add, a lot of billions, I might add later. But it all started small. So let me tell you something. Smallness is not your disadvantage. It is your advantage, because big things are in your small thing. And that's why you have to be motivated. And that's why you have to stop, recenter, get reset again. And that's why you have to write the vision. And that's why you have to make it plain. And that's why you have to bring visuals, because you are on your way to something. So, family, this is something I think anytime you're not motivated, or if you know somebody that's not motivated right now, share this with them. But let me tell you something. The doorway to motivation, and ultimately, I might add, momentum, is in you resetting, that's stopping to reset, is in you writing, making it plain, and is in you staring at that thing through visuals until your motivation becomes your manifestation. I love you. So awesome to share this first podcast with you. I believe that it's touched you. It touched me sharing it with you. I'm more motivated now than I was. I feel momentum. In fact, I'm about to get off and do something great. Share this podcast. Subscribe to it. If you haven't registered for the Call to Mastery regional event in LA on March 31st and April 1st, you need to be there. Go to calledleaders.com to find it. Thank you so much. Be sure to subscribe, pass this along, and rate this. I want to know how you're receiving this, because I am intent. My vision is to make it better and better and better, because if I make it better, it'll make you better. I love you. God bless you. I'll talk to you next time. Hey, family. Well, listen, I'm so glad that you got to experience the first episode of The Called as we discussed motivation. And I believe that if you would employ these disciplines and implement these tools, you never have to have another unmotivated day. You might have one because life is life, but you'll know how to get back into that space of motivation so that you can get moving towards your calling. Speaking of that, we'll call it to something. So we got to go. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, share this podcast to people you love, people you want to see grow. If you are a leader or a CEO, this is the type of message you want to send to your team, because if you get them motivated, they're going to be more productive. And I believe it will enhance and increase your bottom line, whatever your bottom line is, whether it's finances or if your bottom line ultimately is innovation because of collaboration. A motivated person is an equitable person. And so pass this along. Share it. Make sure you visit the website, calledleaders.com. It's going to bless you. There are a lot more tools and resources there, and it's another way for you and I to stay connected. So glad you tuned in. God bless you. And remember, you're not random. You are called.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.